the kalam of Arif Billah Hazrat Yaqdas Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi
do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi aah jo dil tere gham ka haamil nahi دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا آپ چاہے ہمیں کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محمل آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دھول کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دھول بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دھول بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، اس کا غم غم نہیں، اس کا دل دل نہیں، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، اس کا غم غم نہیں، اس کا دل دل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد، ما شاء الله. This great, every form of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali is so great, so it teaches us so many great things. Every line has got so much of knowledge, wisdom, ma'rifat, closeness of Allah. May Allah by Hazrat's barakat grant it to all of us. MashaAllah, ran that also so well. By Maulana Ahmad, we have the good fortune with grandson of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, sir, Rahmatullah Ali. And Maulana is doing great work in Port Alfred, a place like one side, nobody thinks about it or goes there or anything. There, mashallah, Maulana is doing khidmat of deen. May Allah accept, inshallah. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. This Hazrat is saying with the with a deep sigh. What a pity on that heart that hasn't got the love of Allah. What a pity on that heart that hasn't found Allah Ta'ala. The very purpose for which Allah sent us in this world is to find Him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. This whole system Allah has made so solely to worship Allah. And يَعْبُدُونَ means لِيَعْرِفُونَ, to recognize Allah Ta'ala. And of course only that of recognition is acceptable, which is what the ibadat of Allah. Otherwise, a person who just talks of great things of ma'rifat, but he is not making any ibadat, that is not acceptable. So therefore, Allah used the word ya'budun, but meaning ya'rifun. And Allah Ta'ala has placed Himself, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah has put Himself more closer to us than our own life also. So Allah has made Him available to us so close. You don't have to wait for Monday morning that the office will open. You don't have to go and drive and go till the office. And you don't have to follow all the protocol to get admission. Allah has put Him right by you 24 hours. Middle of the night you get up, Allah is there, more closer to you than your own life also. So close. And if still we did not find Allah, then jodil tere gham ka hamil nahi. What a pity on that heart. And Allah has made everything, given us our eyes, first to see Allah and then to see everything else. But we don't see Allah. Allah gave us our tongue first to talk of the greatness and the glory of Allah. Gave us our mind to first think of the greatness of Allah, His great favors upon us. But unfortunately, we don't use it one bit in that direction. And we use it all the time in the opposite. All haram things we are thinking about, dunya things, small things, building up castles in this world, making our investments, thinking of the great achievements of the, which are not even like small children, Small children used to, now it's a different world, they used to, when they stand, they should make little houses and bridges and all that. And then when they grew a little bigger, they used to play Monopoly and make paper money, false money. No, it's no money. But it was also, and in the month of Ramadan, they should play Monopoly to pass time. And we go more bigger, and we're still playing Monopoly. All this of this dunya, what we are making investment, making money, or running around for dunya, is not even Monopoly money. The real is to find Allah Ta'ala. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. And these people think they have got fun and enjoyment, but they haven't got any enjoyment of the akhirat, it's clear. Not even of this dunya. That person who haven't got you, O Allah. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That person who hasn't found you. And we find that all these people, they think that they've got all the fun. And these other people who are sober, who are right thinking, they think these people, they don't have any fun. Many people think we've got fun, the poor Maulvi, I'll give my daughter to a Maulvi, her life is going to become be-maza, no enjoyment, no fun in her life. And the Maulvis also, who's still going all hankering after big cars, big houses, money of this world, driving luxurious cars, they think they have got, and these others who are just sitting in a corner of the masjid, they haven't got anything. The real fun is that person who has found the creator of fun. If you have fun with Allah Ta'ala, if you have found Allah, you have got everything. The Minister of Health in one country, Pakistan, went and visited the maid hospital. Just a spot check, not any what protocols or anything. When you came there, the guard was not on duty. He went to toilet or whatever. So he just walked in with his one, two people. And so that was one thing he noted. Guard is not on duty. And then he went, checked up everything. After he did his routine check, what he wanted to do, he came out. Now the guard was on duty. So he wants to walk out. The guard pointed his finger to him and told him, under, go inside. So he said, I'm the Minister of Health. He said, all who are here inside, they think they're the Minister of Health, and they're the Prime Minister, and they're the State President and all. So he wasn't accepting, because he knew that he's sober. So few mad of people walking, they knew the guard, they were friends with him. So he told them, take him inside. So he told them that I'm the Minister of Health. I just came and do a spot check. They say, we all thought we also the Minister of Health, and we State President and Prime Minister. You come inside and you'll come right. And so like that, all the mad people think the sober people. A person driving his car on a Monday morning on the freeway opposite direction, very busy the traffic. And then he heard on the radio, the traffic alert on the radio, that all must be careful, there is one motorist who is going in the wrong direction. And it's very great hazard, very great danger. So he heard it, so he phoned in also. And he said, not one, all are going in the opposite direction. He is going wrong, and that is today how we are. That the people who are wrong, وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. They think they are on the right path, all these wrong people. بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ وَيَحْسِنُونَ السُّنَعَ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ السُّنَعَ. They are doing all the wrong things, and they are thinking we are doing the right things. This is a topsy-turvy world that we are living. People who are preparing for what they're going to leave behind, they are very clever and very intelligent. And those who prepare for where they are going to, where they're going to live forever, these people don't know what's happening in the world. These people are all backward. So, and to find Allah is the greatest thing. And Allah has made it so easily available for us. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka. You love us, O Allah. You show your kindness to us. This is your karam, your kindness. Because it's not, and no one goes to Allah, finds Allah of his own, when Allah puts it in his heart. whatever a person does, that it's only by the ni'mat of Allah. Alhamdulillah, الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. Whatever goodness, it's the height of the stupidity and folly of a person to think, I achieved this, I did this. It's only by Allah's fadl. And so if Allah wishes and He opens the door for us that we find Him, it is His fadl. Aap chahe hame ye karam hai, ye karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. We are not such that you should have wished for us that we must come close to you. We have come here to the majlis and our niyat is correct to find Allah and to make our connection with Allah. It isn't that we have come. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya hoon. I haven't come, I've been brought. Main ye kadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hain. The speed of ours is not that we lifted it up with the strength and of our body and death. Allah made us to come here. Melak samja asrari muhabbat. I think that what great marifat I've got. I've understood Allah's system. I've found Allah. I found Allah. Main nahi samja. Samjaya gaya hoon. It's not that I've understood myself. Allah has put it in my heart. So very fortunate are those people who find Allah. That is our object. And that we have to find Allah. Our condition, a person now becoming khanka, and I think I found Allah. All these other poor people, they haven't found Allah. But our namaz we check. If we want to check what is the state of our iman, just see the condition of our namaz. If we want to know what is the condition of our deen, all the other departments of deen, see what is our namaz. That is a thermometer to tell us what, how much iman we have got and what the condition of our deen is. And if deen is like that, which is the most important, then you can imagine what our dunya is. And we thinking, we loving, we are enjoying, but we are just all, it's an imaginary world. And at the time of mort, when reality will open, in fact before mort, then a person will be ever so sorry. Oh, I wasted my life of 60, 70 years, where I was wasting my life. So the reality is to find Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. And that Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala, He loves us. We are such that we eat the best of ni'mats. Biryani, roast, whatever else we are eating, and when it has entered our mouth, even it is such that just when we touch it also, now nobody else wants to touch it. There are those shops also who sell food, but if you touch it with your hand, now you have to buy. Now it's not fit for anyone else. They treat things like whatever anyone has just touched in the hotels, especially in the airlines, that food now is not for anyone. It just has, according to them, it just has to go down the dustbin. And unfortunately, how many of us in our own homes, if the brother drank from the glass, the sister won't drink from that glass. And how many husband and wife also, they won't share anything also. Everyone, it's not fit for anyone. And once it's gone in the mouth, then nobody wants to even have anything to do with it. And we have become such that we ourselves, we drank from a glass juice. Now we want to drink water, bring another glass. Whereas Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, for everything, he had one utensil. Not all. If we sit down today, one person needs 10 utensils. And that also is not enough for him. Whereas before, sunnat way, 10 people eat from one utensil. And today, one person needs 10 utensils. And it's good places, with the hours that person has, good homes, you will find that there is a big plate, there is a small plate, then there is a so the glass which is there, then the side plate, how many utensils? If that is the case of people who are in deen, then what is the condition of people who are far from Deen? Unfortunately, that is our condition. And when that wonderful food, it went into our bodies, the stomach, then what the body does of it? In the toilet, you don't want to smell it also. And it comes not only with the urine filled with dirt, not only with the stool, the winds and everything. That is what it is. Where are we fit for anything? Aap chahe, warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. We are not fit for this ni'mat of, this great ni'mat of ma'rifat of Allah, ta'alluq with Allah, nisbat with Allah. Where are we fit? What are we? And a person, whatever level he has got, just that he brings iman also, he reads the kalima, we can only make shukr to Allah. We are not fit for that kalima also. We are not fit to stand up for to think about going to the masjid also. To be in the masjid, what a great ni'mat. To make one sajda for Allah. And if Allah gives us what is called a sajda, not just that we put our head down, where are we fit for that? Sohbat ehle dil, jisne paai na ho. And all this comes, there is no second way, but the company of the righteous and the pious. The Sahaba, there were no ulama like the Sahaba. No huffaz like the Sahaba. No qurra like the Sahaba. All we read, Raisul Mufassirin, the Sahaba. And the Raisul Qurra amongst the Sahaba. Everything. But they are not known as Hazrat, Maulana, Allama, Allamatul Da'af, or anything like that. They are just known as Sahaba. And that is that they got whatever they got solely and only from Sohbat. And that is also, this is Sohbat, Maulana, now one Maulana by Hazrat, he renders, he says, Kabhi kabar milne ko Sohbat nahi kehte. To meet now and then go a little bit majlis, that is not called sohbat. Sohbat, the word sohbat means that close relationship and what is for a long period. And like our Shaykh, how he stayed with Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali. If a person stayed with his Shaykh like that, then that is called sohbat. And then you get these treasures from Allah Ta'ala. And the Sahaba, how they stayed and what close proximity. And they should be with Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, should not separate from Nabi sallallahu alayhi. How close and then what Allah ta'ala gave. So it is by sohbat. A person cannot, by ilm, a person, and in fact ilm of the Quran itself, Allah says, يُضِلُّ بِهِ يَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا. By the very Quran, a person can go astray also. And أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. What the knowledge that he has, Allah makes him go astray. So this is sohbat, and what is called sohbat. Not what we think is sohbat. Now and then, how many people, they meet after a long time, and they say, we were right next to you, sitting on your, right next to you. And you hardly know the person. He hardly comes. But we think like that. We are living a lot in a dream world. So we thinking we got sohbat. What is called sohbat, that is something else. Uska gham nahi, uska dil nahi. Gham, love, which is termed as worry, that is all the time in that worry. I must not upset my beloved. One sahabi came and made salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was in namaz. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam did not reply. Up to that time it was permissible. But then the ayah came, وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. Stand to Allah Ta'ala, totally surrendered to Allah. So when that ayah came, now me replying salam also and talking in namaz now was not permitted. So the sky fell on him. Is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam angry with me? Did I do something to upset Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Why hasn't he replied to my salam? After namaz, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained to him, now Allah's command has come, no more talking in namaz. No more salam and answering of salam. So that worry that a person has, but if he hasn't got that true connection with Allah, he did not have the sohbat, and the means of that is the sohbat of the man of Allah Ta'ala. Toska gham, gham nahi. He can think himself, and we all are absorbed in wishful thinking. That I would like to think I'm the most biggest Maulana and I'm the biggest pious person. That is our wishful thinking. But in reality, is it that or not? That is something else. In India, Pakistan, it's very used to be. Now we don't know. But a person just puts up four little poles on the pavement and puts stack on top of that and is selling tea there. But he calls the place Hotel Firdaus. The Hotel of Firdaus, of Jannah, the highest place. And what names they give that. So he can think he's the owner, the sole owner of Hotel Firdaus. But what is that? It's just so our thinking doesn't mean anything. And what we think we are, that means nothing. The reality. And the real reality will come when mort will come. Akhirat, when we will be checked there, then we will see where we are. Uska, his love is no love. Uska dil nahi. He hasn't even got a heart as yet. He thinks I've got a heart, biological heart, a ant also has got. A small little bird also has got. Kafirs also got. But what is called a heart, that is a heart that has found Allah. That is a heart. Wo zinda dil hai, that the person whose heart is alive. Many people interpret zinda dil, that is a jovial person, jolly person. Nothing can be further from the truth. Zinda dil is a person who has found Allah Ta'ala. One person, murid of Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali, after Hazrat's training that we must have, Sifat-e-Ihsan. That is, we worship Allah as though we are seeing Allah. Otherwise, at least that we know Allah is watching me. So after making great effort, Hazrat made on him, he made his effort. He said, Alhamdulillah, now I got ihsan in my namaz. And us in our namaz, how much do we think of Allah? What things don't we think of? Our namaz is still not even namaz. It's not even an empty capsule. Our outward forms of namaz are really putrid. They are really, really disgusting. How our outward forms, and that is of we who come to masjid, and we who make namaz, our outward forms of namaz are really very deplorable. So, and the haqiqat of namaz is the inside, the concentration. Then Hazrat explained to him that this ihsan is not only for namaz. If you have it, marhaba, very good. But it's supposed to be all the time, in our whole life. Ulama have explained, like in India and Pakistan, where the trains, especially if you haven't got reserved bookings, your reserved coaches, and you go, once we return from a journey, we came to Bombay. And I thought in my mind, it's the last station after Bombay, then there no further stations. So sitting with ease and comfort, that we'll get off slowly, that we don't have to rush. But the train hardly came still on the platform, and a huge crowd, all who gathered by the door to get off. And I thought, these people are rushing. It's the last station, they all can get off on time. But as soon as the door opened, a huge crowd is rushing to get in. Because the train was going again back on another trip again. It wasn't now it's finished its trip. It came, finished, now it's going again on wherever it's going. So all those passengers. Now between that rush, if a person has got 7, 8 of his children, and small, 1 month baby also, the wife has got, to a few children who are 2 years, 3 years, 4 years old, and they are going to the in-laws. They are taking presents for them also. And they are taking certain like food stuff, curry, that's going to spill also. And in that rush they have to get in. And the train is stopping only for 2-3 minutes. And you have to get in. At that time also what is called nisbah, your mind is not away from Allah. Now you might think it's impossible that at this time, how can you be thinking of Allah? You have to see to all this. But those people who have got that nisbat, they will see that who have got that nisbat, the people are making way for them. And people are telling them, you go. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. You become Allah and Allah will be yours. You can be sitting with ease and you'll see the doors just open. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained, these people, you walk on a road and there are trees planted on the side. And as you see in the distance, the trees are meeting one another. How am I going to walk? There's no more road now. They are closed up now. But you just keep on walking. If you are with Allah, that road just opens for you. In your whole life, you think this going to happen, that going to happen. You make your nisbat with Allah. And Allah will open your road all the time. And you will just see that things are working out for you. Jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho. The place where we don't find you, O Allah. It can be even a dini program. Today you have a seerat program and everything is spoken opposite of seerat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ. Remain the pegs of your house for the woman. And there in the seerat jazza it said, send the woman out to universities. And putting them not in the lion's den, not in the lion's mouth, in the backside of the lion. That is where you are putting them. All the evils, that very education which is atheistic, where evolution is being taught, where Darwin's theory of evolution is being taught, and where it's a regular practice of girls being having haram pregnancies, and then the abortions, and then becoming suicidal, and then becoming drug addicts, alcoholic, and it's a known fact in the world, globally. First year university student, the fallout rate. Big fallout rate of first year university students who went there just for freedom. They did not go there to study. They just went there for that freedom way of life. That free way of life. So, and that now in the name of Seerat Jalsa. So that is not my station. Such places. Where you have a Quran khatam and there men and women are mixing. Music is being played. Where you are listening, you are watching on the YouTube. And there you are watching a bayan and the Maulana is really going on for what is bayan. And then advert comes of a naked woman. And then some music is playing. That is not our direction at all. And all these wrong things, even the right things, you can have a bayan also. Maulana is giving a 1 hour bayan. You ask somebody, how was the bayan, which is common on the tongue? Very good bayan. What was the bayan? Oh, I don't know, I forgot. Either the person did forget, or either the Maulana didn't say anything. 1 hour he spoke, but he spoke nothing. Or he spoke all the wrong things. His subject was deen, but his object was to impress the people. His object was entertainment, how to entertain the people. And today people, whether it is in tafsir also, where we can find points to impress the people. Our bayans also, how we can impress the people also. And there are so many ulama, very sad, that they will ask the people, that how was that point in my bayan? How was my bayan? So the bayan wasn't for Allah's sake. So you spoke 1 hour, but you spoke nothing. You're only trying to impress the people. How many people will speak even on the Arabic language and they will quote how many ash'ar and what the poet meant by that and what the words which are difficult words in Arabic, all that just to impress how much Arabic I know. Or a person will speak even on hadith, that this hadith appears in this kitab, in that kitab, Allah only knows. But if it was just to show that I know so much, no bayan took place. It was just your own whims and fancies, and you were just massaging your nafs all the time, making your nafs more thicker. Nafs ko aur mota karta hai. You're just making your nafs more, and you are thinking that I'm making a big bayan. For this to come without sohbat of Ahle Dil, a person, and everyone must see how much of the company of Ahlullah I've got. ہو کہ منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں. It can be a station, but it's not my station. You are going to the east in your train and you come to a station, but you wanted to be going to the west. So that station you come to is not your station. You are going further. So in our lives, are we coming closer to Allah or are we going further from Allah Ta'ala? Each one should see that am I coming, am I thinking I'm on the right track? And like that minister of health, that and all those mad people and everyone else, am I in the right direction or not? And that don't check yourself in the mirror of what the government is saying. I'm in line with what the government wants me to be doing and saying. Don't check yourself in the mirror of the people. Are people happy with me? Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, when I came to know that people are criticizing me and my bayan, I made shukr to Allah. And who? The wrong people, batil people, if they criticize you, and then he said that a person who wants to please the people and makes bayan and everything, holds views to make people happy, that person is drowned in hubbe jah, in the love of fame, name, all must be happy with me. And one person wrote to Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali and said, the standpoint you have taken, you're going to be left out in the cold. Nobody will be there for you. You'll be alone. Maulana wrote back and said, I can be alone, but my one Allah in pleasing Him, I don't need the world. I don't need anyone. If I have to see, am I pleasing Allah? So we also must see whatever we are doing, is Allah getting pleased or are we pleasing the people? Are we pleasing what the people want? What the people, I, our position. We should see where we stand. Khaire haqte lagata hai jo apna dil. A person who connects his heart to khaire haq, to all the batil, which unfortunately has become our object in life. What was supposed to be taboo and haram, that we stay away from completely, that has become our object. Khaire haq. People, for example, big organizations, big who are called maulanas, supporting this Gulen movement. And the Gulen movement is the White House, American version to destroy Islam. And the Islam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Islam of ma ana alayhi wa sahabi. What I am on and my sahaba. The Islam of alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai rashideen al-mahdiyeen adhu alayha bin nawajid. To try and destroy that Islam. Islam for which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave his life. The Sahaba gave their blood. And this Islam of theirs, modern Islam. And this Islam of them, TV Islam. And the Islam of the YouTube. And the Islam of the interface. And the Islam of Abrahamic Accord. All that kind of Islam. So a person who attaches his heart to ghair-e-haq se lagata hai jo apna dil, teri ulfat ke gham ka wo hamil nahi, that person hasn't found the love of Allah. He is not one, but how much of ghaflat is in our life, unmindfulness. And then that is the lowest. And then how much of guna is in our lives? Love of the world, of worldly things, the soccer, this World Cup, all these things, so much Allah is not in the heart. And our namaz, you can just check how much is Allah in our heart. How much do we think of Allah in our namaz? If the whole namaz we didn't think of Allah, know that Allah is not at all in our heart. And all this kufr is in our heart. Either it is that lifestyle of the kufr. And worse than that, the love of that kufr. And worse than that, we are propagating it. And we are supporting that. Like if we are supporting the people who are all these wrongdoers. It comes in the hadith that man mawakkara sahiba bid'atin. A person who honors a bid'ati, that is, not only those who make quras and who make fatiha and make all those things, no, anyone who brings new things which are against Islam, all those people, then فقد عانى على هدم الإسلام. That person has helped to destroy Islam. A person who respects a bid'ati, Allah's arsh shakes for them. And today we take it that no, we must. And today, for example, if my best friend has got an affair with my wife, or even worse, my ustad got an affair with my wife, or even worse, my sheikh got an affair with my wife, and then a person says, no, you must respect him. It's their view. They can, according to them, you can have an affair. According to me, no affair is allowed. But according to them, affair is allowed, so they can have an affair. And you don't worry. Nobody will tolerate that. Yes, deen becomes so cheap. People who are destroying deen, people who are destroying the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we still respect and we call for respect for such people. Any person who destroys the deen of Allah, where can there be respect for such a person? Allah warns in the Quran, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم. They took the priests and the ulama and the pious people as gods besides Allah. Besides Allah. And also Masih ibn al-Maryam. How Quran is Quran. What a kitab. The reason why Allah mentioned it separately, they took the priests and rabbis and all of them as God for a different reason. And they took Isa ibn Maryam for a different reason as gods besides God. The rabbis and them, why? Because they made what was haram, they made it halal. Isa alayhi salam didn't do that, but they said that God has come in Isa alayhi salam. Trinity, or he's the son of God, or he's part of God, for a separate reason. He was also a God besides Allah. That what the Christians made of him. And the learned people and the pious people, when they change their religion. And today, when we talk of the Jews and Christians, with loud voices and with confidence, these people sold their religion. These people, they changed their religion. But when our ulama also changed the religion, then we must have respect for them. So Allah warns against this very, very strongly. And what then for Shaitan put that ikhtilaf and other views were in our ummah also. Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, those definitely there were those ikhtilaf. Our great buzurgs also. But we use that ikhtilaf for these major things now. Those ikhtilafat, the whole ummah accommodated. Today we make namaz behind a Shafi imam, we got no problem. Behind a Maliki, Hanbali imam, Hanafi imam, no problem we have got. We accept it wholeheartedly. But when it comes to the not only wrong belief, but the open effort of destroying the deen, crushing the deen, and then you must still have respect for those people. That you are helping also, you are part of that process, and you are an accessory in the destruction of deen. Aapka hoon main bas aur kisi ka nahi. Allah bring that condition that we only Allah Ta'ala and His deen, and the deen He gave to His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are fully for that and no new thing. Whatever it can be in the world, all these bid'at, وَيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتُ الْأُمُورِ Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam warned against the new things. كُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلُّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ All these new things which have been brought, they are all innovation. And all these innovations will be in the fire of Jahannam. Koi Layla nahi, koi Mahmal nahi. There is no woman in my life that is my object of life. How many people give their lives for a woman? Umm Qais made hijrat from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, not for Islam and not for deen, but he made to marry Umm Qais, the woman. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, لِكُلْ نِمْرِيمْ مَا نَوَى Every person will be according to his niyyah. So whether we are just here for woman, and many people, their whole object of life is woman, and they just humanize all the time. Or even if it is your own halal, legal wife, but you are just a slave, and what she wants you to do, you just do that. Whether it's breaking the law of Allah or not, you don't see. Wherever it is, love your life and wife, and love her greatly. But if she breaks the law of Allah and she wants you to break it, then there is no obedience and no love for that wife also. And koi mahmal nahi, no position also. They could have given you a top position in the world, but if it is now they want you to do things against me, against the commands of Allah, there is no room for that also. Keh raha hai ye akhtar babange duhal. Hazrat says that this akhtar is saying that I'm saying this and I'm saying it babange duhal. Bang, like many of us maybe remember, maybe it was in our time that we should call the muazzin, he was called a bangisa. The bangi was a person who calls out, who makes a call, a shout. In the villages in India, when there was no mic system, no all this phone system, then if there was a janaza also, you should walk in the streets of that small village and announcing that so and so has passed away, janaza is so and so time, loudly you should go around, it was part of it. That is bang, to call out. Duhal is a drum, beating of the drum. So calling out and beating the drum, that is loudly you are calling, what we will say on the top, at the top of your voice. You are shouting and calling out. So Hazrat says, I'm saying this now at the top of my voice. I'm calling it out with loudly. What is that? Behre ulfat. Ka koi kinara nahi. The sea of the love of Allah has got no shores. As a person goes and he finds Allah more, and the love and enjoyment of tilawat, of dua, munajat, etc., then he just wants, he wants life more, not for life, but to find marifat of Allah more. The enjoyment of the hadith, enjoyment of Quran Sharif, he wants that more. And oh Allah, if you take me, but still let me carry on with your ibadah. In the qabr also, that I just be singing your praises, that I just be engaged. And these people then, they are not interested in the hoors of Jannat also. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Maulana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi, Rahmatullah Ali, said that if the hoors of Jannat come and sit in my lap, I will tell them, Bibi, that my lady, if you want to listen to Quran, sit. And if you don't want to, you go away. Those people, but for us, small things amuse small minds. Our whole object is small things, one napak place. That is our whole object of life. But those who have found Allah, even in the akhirah, and these people will be given place in Jannatul Firdaus, more higher than that also, Hadiratul Quds, where they will be all the time just with Allah. Will be in the company of Allah. Those people know what life is. So Allah has given us this opportunity to find Allah Ta'ala and not to waste our time. And fortunate is that person who makes an effort at least. And if a person makes sincerely this effort, even if he didn't find Allah, Allah's fadl is that just before he passes away, Allah will give him that position. And then Allah will take him away. But if we haven't got that interest, or we're not even thinking, our object is only rent and send, our object is only holidays, our object is following the ways of the kuffar, and the knowing following the unknowing, the seeing people following the blind people, and in that is our achievement, and we regard ourselves superior to other people. If we haven't found Allah Ta'ala to this extent, that we advise people to go to psychiatrists, we advise people to go to rehab, we haven't understood one, the starting point of Islam, sir. And we haven't understood the qudrat of Allah, sir. Where are we sending people? So Allah guide us to righteousness, inshallah.